For better or worse, I've had a tendency in the past to turn inward when facing tough challenges, needing the time and space to sort through the trials and tribulations, emerging from the fog when a solution appeared or the situation subsided on its own. I do life a bit differently now and reach out to a few trusted allies with whom I can safely share my burdens, and it truly has been so liberating. In a society that celebrates being overly self-reliant, placing unrealistic expectations on ourselves, and eschewing the value of taking time off from work to, wait for it, do nothing, it's very easy to cover our pain, ignoring the warning signs, and assume that others can't understand the depth of our plight. Well, recently, America has lost two icons who were leaders in their industries: fashion designer and innovator Kate Spade, and fearless epicurean and world traveler Anthony Bourdain. While they had different career trajectories, they sadly had one thing in common: deep depression that led them to take their own lives. It's difficult to work through the dark thoughts that plague us sometimes. A quote on the National Alliance for Mental Illness website sums it up like this: "Stigma shames people into silence." Let's not suffer through life's hardships in silence. Rather, let us start with a place that most of us spend our days, the workplace, to get support. The first thing we can do is explore help through the Company Employee Assistance Program, also known as EAP. This program, which is often outsourced to specialized professionals, works with company employees who are dealing with depression, alcoholism, domestic violence, opioid abuse, and identity issues. You should start with your human resources department, who can refer you to a provider. And one of the good benefits about participating in the EAP program is that your issues are kept confidential. In addition, health insurance providers offer information on depression or mental health, and also prescription drug use. So companies like Aetna, which has a blog called 5 Ways to Improve Your Health, can give you some support without you having to talk to others or sharing your identity. The second thing that you can do is engage an accountability coach or partner. This is someone who you trust to hold your issues in confidence, but will also nudge you to address some of those issues and help you boost your self-confidence. Essentially, this individual should spur you into positive action, check on your progress, and can really help make a huge difference in your outlook and mood. And lastly, there are resources that you can engage outside of the workplace to help you. You know, it's difficult sometimes to confess our shortcomings and fears with our coworkers or even our family members. But there are many free and accessible resources that allow you to remain anonymous while providing you the support and encouragement you need, from Alcoholics Anonymous to the National Suicide Prevention Hotline and your place of worship to resources from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, also known as SAMHSA. So we have posted some resources, including books and podcasts, on the Ask the Strategist blog site, which is www.askthestrategistblog.com. So you can take a look at some of them, and hopefully they will support you so that you can just work through it and not suffer in silence. Finally, here's to lightening life's burdens and strengthening our mental acuity. You can always use the hashtag #WorkThroughIt to explore more topics on Twitter, or you can follow us on Ignite Your Career on Instagram. And finally, if you have any suggestions or strategies or tips for getting through depression or overcoming challenges, please let us know by sending us a note in the comments section on our blog post.